Hey, how's it going, Patrick?
I'm doing pretty good, Daniel. How are you?
At home just a little while ago. I was actually up in your neck of the woods. Well, closer to Asheville.
Don't ask what you were doing in Asheville. It's not decent for radio.
Copy that. But I will have to call you because there is a funny story attached to it that I know I cannot say on the radio. We went scouting for a shoot that we have coming up.
Coming up?
Actually doing some headshots for a client for a construction company, and so they have like 28 people, so it'll actually be almost a 2.5-day event for us.
Glad you're getting a little bit of work.
It's in May, but hey, I'll take it. Definitely could use the work. So, but I'm happy. How'd your day go so far?
It's good, and it just finished up because the last stop is closed. I'm running late today. I'm just now heading up 290.
Well, that's crazy. But there's actually quite a few cops on 25 and 26 today.
Some tickets to slow these people down.
They always are looking for me, too, so I have to be careful as well. But, so I'm glad your day went good. Yeah, I thought it's 6:30 and you're headed home now?
Yes, sir.
Good day?
I actually had a really good day today.
That's amazing. Good, I'm glad. I was hoping it would pick up by the end of the week. I forgot what I was going to say. You hear any noise today? I haven't had the radio on.
Didn't hear anything today.
WX.
Hey, guys, I got to jump out. I got a phone call. I'll be back in just a minute. KO4HKX.
See you in a few.
How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing good, Steve. How about yourself?
Well, I just took my wife out to eat, and she's in the car behind me, so I can't answer that question because I'm not authorized.
I hear you there. Well, where'd you go for dinner?
A place called the Green Olive on Asheville Highway, right there at the Ingalls on Asheville Highway, coming up on 26. It was pretty good. You know, it was good. A little pricey, but it was good.
Everything, especially food lately, has been pricey. It was cheaper to buy groceries. Well, you know, I have, kids and everything. Buy groceries and just cook at home. But now it's gotten to the point that it's almost the same price to go out or to eat inside.
Well, I'm going to keep my comments to myself. Prices are a-rising. So, it is the way of the world these days. Like I said, I just won't say anything. But in the meantime, in the last 24 hours, I've received 3 new antennas.
What kind of antennas have you received?
New 2-meter 440 up on top of my 50-foot tower, just like the one that Dave got. Matter of fact, I'm the one that found that antenna. He liked the spec on it so much, he wouldn't got him one. And I got make that 4 antennas. So anyhow, I got a 18-inch whip antenna for the top of my little handheld Anytone, and man, I can tell the difference. It's really good, because it's designed for my Anytone. And then I got a little antenna that Chad came up with, which I think you know about. And let's see, what's the fourth one? Let's see, the little handheld, top of the tower. I got an antenna for my Anytone 578. It's specifically designed for that radio. And, both of those, the handheld and the 578 are DMR radios. So I got good, proper antennas for both of those, and I got that thing from Chad, and I got the one up on the top of my tower.
Good Lord. KB2HXS.
Man, oh man. We'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead.
Antenna man.
Hold up there. Try it again.
Antenna is you're going to be heard more. I'm going to have to give up my ham radio license.
Antenna man.
I think you can hear Steve without the antenna, so.
Easy now. I resemble that remark.
I'm trying to say KB2HXS, y'all.
Was that Bob that jumped in there, too?
Gee, I jumped in. I had an antenna story from up north, but, well, you know, I'll let you two talk for a bit.
Up to the side and let you guys have at it for a little bit. I'm trying to navigate my big, fat, full self back to the house, so I'll just listen in for a little bit. Jump in there. Take it away, you guys.
Steve, answer your phone.
KD2BNG. Yeah, I'm sure I've told this anecdote before. This is when I lived on Long Island, and I would drive to Deborah's parents' house in Freeport. I would always pass this house that had, I kid you not, at least six ham radio antennas on the roof. There was a Yagi, there was a Log Periodic, there was two verticals, there was one or two others. There was some kind of long wire something. And I always used to joke about that. I would joke, I would say something like, you know, it would be a good, let's go over to that guy's house and say, hey, man, the cable is out. You mind if we watch the game? But later on, I think you had to take down at least three of those antennas. There might have been a homeowner ordinance thing. So that's my thought when I always see all these, like, three or four antennas go up. I'm thinking of putting up one myself, at least for like 10 meters. I'm going to make maybe a J-pole for 10 meters. Seems to work well on 2 meters.
I know you can make a J-pole for 10 meters. That's pretty cool. I'll have to try to look that up.
You do need dimensions and you know, multiply them by 5. So you can end up with a reflector element that's going to be like 30 feet long. And the driven element is going to be like 8 feet long. So you're going to have an 8-foot and a 24-foot element. It's not going to be a small antenna. Well, you've seen that there's a J-pole calculator online somewhere that type in the frequency will give you the dimensions of the driven element, the reflector element, the spacing between the elements. You know, there's another, you know, they got all those calculations. But if I wanted to do something for HF, maybe I would start with that.
I have to look that up, KI4DTY. I'm new to the HF side. I haven't been able to get on yet, but hoping to pretty soon.
HF, when I first moved to this location, simply with, like, you know, a random long wire strung between two utility poles. There's two 20 or 30 foot high utility poles a bit over 100 feet apart. And I somehow managed to string a wire between the two of them. And that actually worked reasonably okay with, the antenna tuner built into the set. Until the wind blew down one side of it and I just figured the heck with it. I took down the other side and that piece of wire is lying on the porch somewhere. So that was a while. I have to eventually, if I feel like it, build another HF antenna.
And experimenting, well, I haven't really got to experiment yet, but still learning a lot about that stuff on the HF side. I just recently got my general, so. But no, that's too cool. So are you spending time on the HF? And if so, what frequency are you usually hanging out at?
Since the other end of the long wire came down, I haven't really bothered. And let's see, usually back then I would work a few contacts. I like 40 meters. 40 meters is kind of in the middle, 40 or 20 meters. But I'll tell you what I can do. I got a ham stick that I'll actually stick in a magnetic mount, and I'll stick it on top of the van. There's a van that's parked just outside the bedroom window, which is basically turned into a storage shed. I don't think it's going to move anytime soon. So I'll put a mag mount on the roof of that thing. I've got a 40 meter and a 75 meter hamstick. I'll put it in there, and I'll run the cable through the roof, through the window. If nothing else, I could probably do that. But yeah, if I ever decide I'm ambitious enough to get back on HF, I could even do things like that. Antennas are, fun to play with. And the reason I keep mentioning the J-pole is it's an easy thing to build, and it's got good characteristics that are kind of hard to define, but it works well. Doesn't need a ground plane. Just make sure you mount it away from any structures or, any electronic sources of interference. And make sure you put a little choke near the feed point. Take the coax and loop it a few times around itself, and it seems to work well for whatever reason.
You're actually dropping down into some static pretty bad over there. I'm not sure if you changed locations, if you're mobile. I assume you're mobile, but I can still read you.
Well, not mobile, but you never know. The car radio, the antenna might keep coming unscrewed from the mount. I gave the antenna a bit of a whack one day, and it kind of loosened up in the mount. So every now and then I could go on the roof of the car and tighten it. Let's see if that's what it is now. Hold on. Not much.
Your last transmission, you were coming in a little clear. I'm not sure if it's me or not. I'm stationary, but I don't know. Anyways. No, that's pretty cool. Like I said, I did not even realize you could make a 10-meter J-fold, so that's pretty cool. And I'm, like I said, I'm still playing around, figuring out. Chad and Patrick, they've been trying to help me out some, give me some ideas and some plans. So hopefully soon I'll get on HF.
J-fold for any band, any frequency. I suppose you can make them horizontally, too, if you wanted. For the bands below 10 meters, they're usually horizontally polarized. So you can take the J-pole down it sideways somehow. I may be wrong about this, but I think it's also called a Zeppelin antenna. Because it used to be... behind their airship. And, it's got good characteristics. See if J-pole and Zeppelin are more or less the equivalent thing. That's where the design came from. It's a German airship.
We'll definitely try to do that. But I got a call coming in. I'm going to step to the side for 1 second. KI4 DTY.
KI2 BNG. All right. I was going to go back and make dinner, but I guess I'll